project in a school that involved taking people from the world of work into the classroom and to use their expertise. And I said, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Well, I questioned her assumption that working for the BBC as I do, that's a proper job. And also her assumption that I had any expertise to offer. But I went along, and at the end of the day, I had a thoroughly enjoyable day. The students gave tremendous feedback, and it was just a fantastic experience. I left at the end of that day full of admiration for Sam and for Heather and the rest of the Swan team for the work that they had to make. But also, full of admiration for the teaching staff, who, as we all know, work in, often under difficult circumstances, politically and economically, with all the constraints of the curriculum and so on, to actually engage with the youngsters in their care during the course of the school day. And it was just such a thoroughly worthwhile experience that I thought, yes, this is something that I personally should be involved in and something that the BBC should attach itself to. Jonathan Ross aside, we normally get it right, but we do have to be careful about the organisations that we sort of join forces with. But this was such a good idea, and I've been delighted to have been asked back a few times. She's never sussed that I'm not an expert in my field yet, and so every time Sam phones, I'm more than happy to say yes. Last October, Sam phoned and said, "Come and look at our premises at Purry Hill Business Centre." It's a converted farmyard. I have visions of a dirty old farmyard and a barn with holes in the roof. And actually, as far as that bit's concerned, that's exactly what it was. Because I arrived here one afternoon, there was part of a roof, there were no walls, no floors. And she said, "This is going to be our rural centre." And I thought, yeah, of course. And then I thought, well, actually, although, you know, we're in dark economic times, if anyone can make it happen, Sam, Heather and the team here can. You see, for me, if the glass is half full, I think that's pretty darn good. I'm happy with that. But this team, they're already looking to top it up to, you know, overflowing point and ordering a new container for the excess, because that's the sort of people they were. And I left in two minds, thinking, yeah, you know, the economics of the situation, everybody clawing back, this is going to be a difficult time and a struggle for them, particularly on the timescale that they're talking about. But if anyone can do it, they can. Fast forward to July, just as the schools were breaking up, "Come and look at the centre," they said, and I really didn't know what to expect. And I stepped in here, and it was what you see here now. Fantastic facilities, and I seriously could not believe that they'd managed to achieve so much in such a short space of time, because they had to pull so many people together to get the money and the support and to develop everything, and it's a fantastic achievement. And I just think the idea of this is superb. So I'm delighted that the BBC is involved, and hopefully we can continue to be involved in some form with you in the future, because the work that you're doing is invaluable, and has been hinted at by Heather already. So to officially open the Swan Rural Business Centre, I'd like to introduce to you a man who was born into the dark days of the Second World War, when digging for victory wasn't some sort of fancy, gimmicky advertising slogan that was dreamt up by somebody in a sharp suit in an agency in Mayfair. It was literally the difference between life and death, between victory and submission to the threat that was being faced at that time. A man who grew up into a musical family, thanks largely to the influence of his mother, who was an accomplished pianist, who by the age of 14 had his own band, and I'm reliably informed had the first electric bass guitar in North London. He went on to perform with various great artists through the 60s, then in the 70s with his longtime friend and musical partner. He was responsible for a fusion that took not only Britain by storm, but actually the world by storm. That fusion was dubbed by the music journalists at the time as Rockney. It was a combination of rock and roll and sort of Cockney heritage, London heritage. And as I say, as Chas and Dave, they took the world by storm. Chas continues to perform to this day. He's got a new CD that's about to come out, and he performs with the great all over the place. But being born into those dark days of the Second World War, when digging for victory was a means of survival, something must have struck a chord with him as a young lad, because he has been a lifelong allotment holder and taken great pleasure in growing his own, in eating it, and pickling it, and sharing it with his friends. And in this modern age that Heather's alluded to, where we're obsessed by computers,